And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I love the Saints so much, I'm going to scream Willie Rolfe tonight during.
Yeah, I said that on the huddle last night when we did our picks.
You know the lyrics you're saying? When I hear the introduction to this hour, the first time I heard it, I thought it was two counties. Not townies, but counties.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I know.
Two townies.
I haven't heard, because I had not heard the word townie in years.
I probably say the word townie in my normal life at least four times a day.
That's like old school.
Townies. Well, are we not townies?
No, we are townies. But I haven't heard that expression in a while.
Yeah, then we've got this fib trash, Cody Grant, that invades our show.
He's not a townie. He's a big city guy.
Really? The look on Cody's face. I apologize. That was mean.
Rotsy told me he's going to do a little bowling this weekend.
I take offense to that word, fib.
Yeah, well,
I moved out of that state to come here. I've fallen in love with a culture in Wisconsin.
Or is it a woman?
And you still call me fib. I moved out here before the woman.
Rose, I always try to look at you as not a Chicago guy. I try to put that out of my mind.
I don't think I am a Chicago guy.
Well, he's always wearing Bucks stuff. He's always wearing Brewer stuff.
Yeah, Bears
I grew up in
the
suburbs in Illinois. I didn't grow up in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's the same thing to me. It's all one.
No, Chicago's actually pretty small in regards to the rest of the state of Illinois.
In what way?
It's not a big area.
Well, it
compared
is.
Compared to everywhere else in Illinois.
Well, of course, Illinois, the rest of it's farmland and cornfields.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, I mean, what do they have, $8.5 million people there?
I don't know.
I'll be still in big. Chicago tonight.
I don't do population.
Oh, what's going on there?
My dad's there for some coaching convention, so I'm going to go see him for like an hour.
In the city or the suburbs, like where Rhodes is from?
Oh, city.
Okay.
Yeah, city.
God, it's just one thing about going to Chicago, it takes forever to get to the city, no matter what time, unless you're like in the middle of the night.
Well, we're doing the Hiawatha.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, that dumps you off right downtown. Like we took that for when we went to a
morning show boot camp.
Morning show boot camp. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Go to morning show boot camp.
Yeah, we did.
That was a thing that we all did together. Let's get into our picks. So here's where the ledger's at right now, because not only are we going to pick the games for you, our esteemed audience, but we also bet on them. And right now, with everything all over the place, the final is Cody and I are clean.
Mm-hmm.
Cody and Chuck are clean. I owe Chuck $100. That's where we're at.
Okay.
So that's where we're at. And we'll go into the divisional round, and playoff games are 50. Do we agree on
that? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like last weekend.
Absolutely.
Like can we pre-agree that championship games are 100?
And then Super Bowl is 250?
250? No.
Whatever you guys want to set, it's up to you. I'm good with anything.
All right. Playoff games are 50, and the first matchup this weekend is between the Indianapolis Colts as they head to the Kansas City Chiefs. This game will be broadcast by NBC. Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes getting ready for this one.
I'll say this. I don't think it's any different than any other game. I really don't. The way this locker room is prepared, it's all about just getting better. And when a play is there to be made, it can be anybody at any time.
It's a single elimination. An intensity that you have to go into knowing that you got to put your best foot forward. And, I mean, we know that. But at the same time, we're going to be ourselves. We're going to do what we've done all season long and try to execute at a high level and try to win a football game.
First of all, now we know what Patrick Mahomes sounds like. Did not know that previously. In the playoffs, the Colts have never lost to the Chiefs. A 4-0 record all time, including their last game, which was at the Colts. In 2014, the 2013 season, the Colts with that comeback, beating the Chiefs 45-44, yet the Chiefs are the home team. They have fared poorly at home in recent years. They are the favorite. What is the spread, Cody?
5.5.
5.5 for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, do you want to go first, Chuck? You said you were going to let me go first.
Oh, yeah, you're going to go first in all these.
Okay. There's a lot of people that love the Colts, and what's not to love? I mean, they're hot. Andrew Luck is back. The line play for both, the offensive line and the defensive line, both very strong. But I feel like people are falling a little too in love with the Colts. I feel like we are forgetting that Pat Mahomes is your MVP. And yes, the Chiefs have been historically bad at home in the playoffs, but they've never been led by Patrick Mahomes. So I will take the Kansas City Chiefs, and I will take them to cover the 5.5.
Okay. I'll go to the dog on that one.
Oh, is that who you like, or are you just... Well, I do want to know who you like for real, if you're going to just bet me to bet me.
No, I think the Colts are going to cover... I think the Chiefs are going to win the game, but I think the Colts are going to cover that 5.5.
So it'll be tight?
Yeah, I can either see the Colts getting a little backdoor cover here, or it being tight the entire way. I think Kansas City will win, but I think that number is too large for this game here.
So, Cody, who do you want to bet against?
I want to bet against you.
Ah, okay.
I love the Colts in this game. They're the hottest team in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is the second-best quarterback in this game. Andrew Luck has been playing at such a high level. That defense of the Colts as well, I think that's what the game comes down to. And the Chiefs don't have the defense to stop the Colts. But the Colts have the defense to at least kind of slow down the Chiefs a little bit. And the Colts have the offense to keep up with them. I got the Colts to win this game outright. But I'll take the 5.5 points from you.
I just feel like a lot of people want the Colts to win.
No, I want the Chiefs to win.
That's where the trend is going.
I want the
Patrick
Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is my guy. I had him in 4 fantasy football leagues.
That's true.
I want the Chiefs. I like Andy Reid. I like Andy Reid. I want the Chiefs to win. I want it for him. I would love for him to win the Super Bowl. I like Andy Reid. The over and under on this game is 57. I actually like the under in this.
A lot of the games were going under.
All 4 games last weekend went under, except for the Dallas game. Actually, that one went over on a late touchdown.
Oh, and because of the 2 or before the 2?
I think maybe the 2 might have pushed it over. Maybe just the touchdown that got him the 2.
Because I took the over in the Charger game, and then I was going to hit the under in the Bears game. And then I, of course, it's always the things I don't bet on that I would have won, and then everything I bet on. And I also said this weekend, stay away from favorites, because that's what burned me. And my problem last weekend was taking young quarterbacks against the veterans.
Well, that's...
And what have I already done? I took a home favorite, and I took a young quarterback against the veterans.
Now, the philosophy also to take a coach who's been in the playoffs for a first time usually gets schooled the first time in the playoffs.
That as well. So, we'll see what happens in this one. But I've got the Chiefs to cover, and you guys both have the Colts. The Rams hosting the Cowboys on Saturday night on Fox. And good morning, Spectrum subscribers. You can watch Fox again. That deal has been figured out. I think Chuck's last plea at 6:02 this morning is what pushed it over the edge.
Yeah, how about that?
I really don't think it's a coincidence. I think they must have been tuned in. Sean McVay, Jason Garrett, both getting their teams ready for this weekend.
It's about playing our best football, learning from the things. And then I also think that, you know, being into year 2, last year was a great year for us, being able to win the division. Very fortunate to be able to do that again. We have a lot of respect for the Dallas Cowboys, but we expect to win this game. I think that confidence is something that's been earned every day by our players, and then we got to go out and prove it on Saturday night against a great opponent.
I think even though we're a young team, we got a lot of really good young leaders all across our team, guys who do it the right way. And as a coach, your best friend is a guy that does it the right way in everything you ask him to do. When you say, hey, watch him. Watch him. And if you have that in every position group, a guy who's a real pro, understands the importance of the details and the process and doing things the right way each and every day, that has such a big impact on your football team.
All time in the playoffs, they've played 8 times against each other. The series is split 4-4. Now the Rams have won the last 2, but the last time the Cowboys and the Rams met in the playoffs was 1986. The Rams were at home and they beat the Cowboys 20-0. Cody, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, Rhodes.
Really high on the Rams in this one. I think they're going to cover. I think Dak Prescott is good in close games when they can run the ball to Zeke Elliott. I think they get down early, and he has to start throwing. He makes mistakes, and the Rams run away with this one.
Frames?
Boy, this one. You said minus 7?
Minus 7.
Minus 7. I like the under, first of all, but I'm going to... This is a tough one, man. It is.
Do you want to know me before you take you?
Yeah, I really don't know what to say in this one.
I'm taking Dallas.
I figured you would because you've been riding Dallas.
I really like Dallas in this game. There is so much attention on Sean McVay's coaching tree, which it's really the Mike Shanahan coaching tree. But there's so much attention on Sean McVay. And if Sean McVay, if the Rams lose, that'll be 2 straight years they've lost at home as at least a touchdown favorite. I like Dallas. I like Zeke. I like Dak. Not only do I like them in this game, like them, I think I'm beginning to like them fan-wise. I'm like rooting for the Cowboys.
Don't do that.
Why do I like this team?
Don't.
Why do I like this Cowboy team?
Then you see Jerry Jones, and I hope that ruins it for you.
See what he just spent on a yacht, too?
Yeah, 250.
I cannot. You guys know already with how in the tank I am for the Warriors. I cannot become a Cowboy supporter.
Well, you're going to lose your ownership.
I am the Drake of the fan. I cannot do this.
No, and just like the Drake, you're going to cost the Cowboys to lose this game.
Okay. I do like Dallas, so I like Dallas.
I'll take the Rams.
Why don't you want to bet against Cody?
Because you love the Cowboys so much.
I need you to bet against him so that I get, because every time I lose, it's double. Because I'm betting both of you.
I need to build up
every game for me is a hundy.
Listen, I need to be able to build my jackpot against you because of the honest bet. So I'm trying to build that up there.
Oh yeah, the 5-1.
Always
odds.
Remember, you have 500 coming this year. It's going to happen.
And just to refresh, in January of 2016, I bet Chuck $100 that Giannis would one day win an MVP. He gave me 5-1 odds.
And you met our former partner, too. Have you ever checked up on that?
We were actually just tweeting about it this morning.
I think
he is good for the money.
Okay, because I know you did.
Yeah, we just did 1-1 odds. Yeah.
Okay.
But you and I, 5-1.
Oh, Chuck really? You guys did 1-1?
He only did 1-1 with me. But I still took it with how confident I was.
We did it on the same show together.
Yeah, I got the audio. We
so
can
you
play
got
it.
You got 5-1 for me and straight up with him?
How'd you let that happen, Frames?
I don't know.
Do you want to hear the audio later?
Yes.
Is it okay to hear Mike Wickett on these airwaves?
I don't see why not.
It's part of the show history.
Right?
And I like
part of
Mike.
The archives. Yeah.
They're having a kid soon, like 2 weeks.
I saw that, yeah.
All right. So 9:35.
If we'll hear that.
We will hear how the Giannis bet originated.
Yeah.
And Cody, that'll be fun for Cody, I think. All right.
Did they ever meet Wickett?
Yeah. One time he came
briefly.
In to a food draft.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tall, lanky, good looking kid.
Yeah. Wickett's like the human version of those inflatable.
Yes. Airmen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
He's always flailing.
He looks like Don Knotts, I always said.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 105.7 FM, The Fan. When we come back, we'll have Sunday's game, and we will get back to the origin story about that Giannis MVP bet. All coming up 9 o'clock hour on The Fan.
Well, whether you like to grill outside like I do or make the stuff in the oven, Robert's Specialty Meats. You need to stop there on your way home from work today or sometime today or even this weekend. Paul Roberts is open on the weekend. Paul Roberts, Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, was visiting Paul last Saturday afternoon. Whenever it's Paul's, of course, Paul's going to be there because he's always there. And his terrific staff was on hand and good stuff that he was handing out. Robert's Specialty Meats in Waukesha, Sunset Drive. Paul Roberts has got lots of delicious options to make mealtime go time for your family, including stuffed chicken breasts, the pork roast, the legendary Al Capone Italian roast. When I think of like cool nights, winter nights, I think of the legendary Al Capone Italian roast, especially with these football games coming up this weekend. Put that Al Capone Italian roast in the oven. Let me tell you what it's about. It's the several meats, cheeses, seasonings into one awesome tasting meal. I'm telling you, you put that in your oven. After warming that oven up, you put that in, and that smell will go through the house. You can't wait to take it out and start chopping on it. Do that for the football games this weekend. Hey, if you like grilling out, over 30 types of original sausages and brats from mild to hot, plus the gourmet burgers. And I'm telling you, the beef brisket half-pound gourmet burger is the way to go. And also, when you go to Robert's, don't forget the ribs on a stick. You're going to like the steaks, the hand-cut steaks. Of course, you know, the Al Capone roast I was telling you about, the stuffed chicken breasts and all that, they got it all, but top it all off with at least 3 or 4 pounds of the Robert's ribs on a stick. Easy to heat up in minutes. The sauce he has it in, I don't even know. His wife doesn't even know. It's a special sauce that he concocts that is just delicious, and I'm telling you, put it on a grill for a couple of minutes, it'll be just wafting through the neighborhood. And you'll be thanking me later, as so many people have, turning them on to the ribs on a stick from Robert's Specialty Meats. Give them a call, 262-549-MEAT, to reserve your order. But better yet, stop it and see good old Paul and a smiling face. He's the mayor of Sunset Drive in Waukesha. All signs point to Robert's Specialty Meats for the best of meats. Shop Robert's Specialty Meats. Their website, Robert's Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. Got some money-saving coupons up there. Robert's Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. I'm telling you, for all your grilling out and for the food you're going to put in your oven this weekend, it's Robert's Specialty Meats, Sunset Drive, south side of Waukesha. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
That was important for us last week. You know, let's not all of a sudden say, hey, we got to play a perfect game this week. This is the playoffs. You know, let's play a perfect game. It was, no, let's just play. We're going to miss a throw or miss a tackle. We're not going to play perfect, but let's, because we haven't all year. But let's attention to detail, have fun, play how we've always played. That's when we play our best, and see if we can find a way to get it done. And we did. So then the challenge is, can you do it again? Can you go 1-0 this week? And I know that's the boring approach, but that is the one that we have to focus on.
I think it's one of those games where we have to play on time. We have to stay ahead on down a distance. We have to have a great complementary game, and it's got to be well balanced. It's a great test. I mean, we've earned the right to be playing in this weekend's game, and we got a great opportunity, and we got to go out and have our best game of the year.
That's Philip Rivers, Tom Brady. They will be matching up together in the noon game on Sunday as we go through our picks in the divisional round of the NFL. I took the Chiefs. Chuck and Cody both took the Colts, 5.5 the line. And then I took the Cowboys plus the 7, and Chuck and Cody both took the Rams. So again, it'll either be a profitable weekend for me, or like last weekend, it was very, very bad. And the only way I got out of that was because these guys threw me a bone and gave me Clemson on Monday night.
I don't know why we did that.
I don't either. But,
we both like Clemson.
Late. Yeah. Now, you did like Clemson, but you were willing to do a heat check on the bets, and I appreciate that. New England hosting this one. They have the all-time series in the playoffs, 2 games out of 3. Last time they met was all the way back in the 07 season. Patriots beat the Chargers 21-12 to get to the Super Bowl. Line on this one.
Patriots are favored by 4.
That's moved.
It was started at 4.5.
Okay.
All right. I'll go first here. I like the LA Chargers to go in there and win this game outright. I think New England gets a lot of hype. I know they got a terrific home field advantage. They win at home. The West Coast team coming to the East Coast, but I think the Chargers are going to win this game.
Grant?
Phillip Rivers has a long history of not coming up big in the playoffs.
He's 0-7 against Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But this Patriots team may be the worst Patriots team of the Tom Brady era as far as a team that can contend. But they're still the second seed in the AFC. I think the Patriots win this game. I think the Chargers do just enough to cover. I'm with Frames on this one.
Oh, but you love Tom Brady.
I do, but they're going to win. They're going to win. But the Chargers are going to cover the 4.
I'm going to agree with you guys. I'm taking the Chargers to cover.
Yeah. All right.
I just think that speed on defense against 38-year-old everyone on the Patriots, I like the Chargers. And they're a road team. They have not, because their stadium sucks and no fans show up for them. And they play every game on the road, it seems like. And they have not lost outside of the state of California this season. So I do like the Chargers. I can't get one of you guys to go on New England.
No.
So we're not going to have a bet on this game?
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I mean, for on the same. Now you sound disappointed.
I am disappointed.
No. I mean, Bart, because you know, on one hand, you were, you know, I was going the opposite of you, and you're complaining about it. But so, what is it?
Well, what's the over under?
The over under on this is 47. Do you like that?
No. All right, no bet, I guess, huh? Well, let's just watch one game at least this weekend in peace.
Okay. But, yeah. Hopefully. Unless we have other ways we got to get it done, too.
Yeah, at least with the show.
Yeah.
As far as a Saints soundbite, well, again, me last night on the huddle.
I love the Saints so much, I'm going to scream Willie Rolfe tonight during.
And I did, and I will all weekend long, and I love the Saints. What's the spread?
Saints are favored by 8 here.
All right, so the Saints host the Eagles. Now, in the all-time playoff series, 2-1, the final for the Saints, at least the edge. Last time these guys met was at New Orleans this season. Saints won 48-7. Last time they met in the playoffs was the 2013 season. Saints went to Philly and beat them 26-24. Spread again, I'm sorry.
-8, Saints.
Chuck, I told you I love the Saints.
Yeah, I watched this game, that game we're talking about, that 48-7 game, and it was an ass-kicking. I don't think it's going to be the same ass-kicking again. Philadelphia may even win this one outright.
Whoa!
Yes, they may even win it out. What was the spread of wonder the first time when they played? Because I think we bet on it. It was a late afternoon game. It was like a 3 o'clock game. I thought we bet on it. But the Saints just had their way with the Eagles. I'm going to take the Eagles here, plus the 8.
Cody, are you going to be with me?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. They're going to ask something different. Yes, I'm with you, Bart.
Yeah!
Rhodesy.
Eagles, Foles magic runs out, and Foles gets a nice contract for next season on a different team.
So you guys say blowout here? Or just covering
I think Saints win by like 20.
The story with Sean Payton bringing in a wheelbarrow with $225,000 worth of actual cash and a Lombardi trophy on it, and then everybody in the locker room looking, and then Sean Payton reportedly saying, "You guys want this? Go win 3 effing games." That team.
Yeah, that just made me love the Saints even more.
Some of those guys, team that's going to go get it done.
Some of those guys said just seeing $200,000 on a cart like that was a little odd.
I am so confident in this game.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to change my bet on the last game, and I'm taking Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Wow!
Why is that?
You know, I feel like I have a responsibility because I always call Tom Brady the GOAT.
Uh-huh.
He's one of my favorite players of all time. And if I don't back him fully, 100%, I'm letting him down.
So, okay, then, Bart and I are taking...
So we have the Chargers against Cody.
So, Rhodes, you're taking us, each one of us on that one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, okay, write all this stuff down again, Rhodes.
It's written, man.
All right, should we refresh?
Yes.
What are we at, Cody?
So, Colts versus Chiefs, -5.5. Bart, you have Kansas City.
Thank you.
Reams and I have Indianapolis.
Bad choice.
Cowboys versus Rams, -7. Bart, you're by yourself with Dallas. Chuck and I have the Rams. Chargers versus Pats, -4. I'm by myself with Tom Brady. And Chuck and Bart have the Chargers. Eagles versus Saints, -8. Freems, you got Philly. Bart and I have New Orleans.
And that's the weekend. And we'll see how we do.
Freems, before you ask, I will put this up on Twitter.
Okay. Here's the deal. Rhodes always says he's going to put it on Twitter. And then I'm like, looking for it, like Saturday or Sunday. And I'm like, where the hell is this?
Well, you should like it so you can go back to your likes. Or you could bookmark the tweet.
Well, no, but Rhodes doesn't always put it on Twitter.
Sometimes I don't, just to mess with him.
I think you do. And then I'm like texting Rhodes. And then, of course, Rhodes is ghosting me.
Chuck, we'll double all the bets if you accept Venmo.
I didn't agree to that.
Okay, no,
No, Venmo's deal was I'm trying to get Marquette tickets with these Marquette students. And they all have Venmo and asked me about it. I have no clue. But Shannon got it, my girlfriend. So it's all good.
We were talking about Venmo around the studio, and Chuck assumed we hired a foreigner as an intern.
I had no idea. Venmo?
Venmo?
Huh?
Who's
that? First I ever heard about it today.
Where's he from? Felt like I shouldn't have said that. Hey, I do want to talk about Perkins. Perkins.
Especially in today's world.
But what nationality? What nationality would Venmo be?
414-799-1250.
And make sure to do an accent when you call.
So I guess that would be like worse in today's world. With the accent. You can't do an accent of anybody.
Bill, you got a Venmo accent?
I do not, but I have realized that here at this station, we are an equal opportunity offender.
Yes. Bill Michaels.
So I just say...
Leading the charge
by
in
the
that
way,
regard.
I do have a Venmo account and use it all the time.
Yeah, Chuck doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Chuck was going to...
I heard the story. $5
to buy
for Venmo.
Student tickets at Marquette.
I kind of wrote out a coupon.
Okay, what I wanted to do, I figured I'd go down, give her $5, she gives me the ticket, and we're good.
There is nothing like a young college girl meeting a 50-plus-year-old man somewhere in a sketchy situation with $5 to spare.
Just giving her $5.
Bring a Snickers bar, why don't you?
And she gives me the students. We're sitting in the student section for the Marquette game tomorrow.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think it's going to be fun. Bart
said energizing event.
Bart thought it was weird.
Sitting
in a student section.
Why is that weird?
I think just in the middle of the night now, you're going to sit up straight
and
yell Venmo.
You're not a student.
Yeah, but...
Who cares?
Yeah, but there's a lot of non-students in there.
It's like dipping yourself in the fountain of youth.
Am I a...
I guess.
You're all for not following the rules.
Yeah,
I figured you'd be...
As long as you're sitting,
100%
sitting in the stands and everybody else is up cheering,
sure.
You're butt-washing, you're good.
Yeah, you know me.
No.
Plus our 7-year old love it.
Who cares?
All right, I'm going to do.
I'm hoping I'm the guy that they pass up and down the aisles and do the body surgery.
Well, I don't want to go that far.
Good luck with that.
I don't want to be body passed tomorrow.
I'm going to do Perkins a favor and not talk about them attached to this segment. So I'll tell you more about my breakfast that's coming back later. Up. Excuse me?
Up? After listening to that particular segment?
Perkins, breaking news, Bill Michaels now endorses Perkins. Breaking news. Hey, when we come back, the origin story of the Giannis bet. How did this happen? How did Chuck Freeman bet me $500 that Giannis would never win an MVP?
Thought it was a layup at the time.
We'll have the audio of that coming up next on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Cody Grant alongside as the producer, a role that I held for a while on the Chuck and Wicket show.
Are you predicting my future?
Am I moving to Kansas City? No. No, I don't. No. So Mike Wicket moved to Kansas City, and then now it's the Chuck and Winkler show, and Cody Grant is our producer. We reference this a lot, and it actually came up from Adam was tweeting about it on Twitter, and so I was tweeting a little bit with Mike today, and it came up just organically on the show again, separate to that conversation, and we reference it so much that if you didn't hear how it started, I think it is important to go back to April 8th, 2016, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about the conversation where we made a bet, 5-1 odds, that Giannis would never win an MVP?
I don't remember even how we got into that conversation, but I know it was a three-way conversation, and I when you said, you threw that out there that he was going to win the MVP, I was like, I didn't think it was ever going to happen. I couldn't see a Milwaukee Bucks player. I didn't look at Giannis as an MVP caliber type player at the time. We're talking 3 years ago. So that's all I remember.
It's interesting to revisit this. It's about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, we can stop if you want to provide commentary during and explain yourself, or we can just listen and then.
Yeah, no, let's listen to the whole thing.
After the fact.
Yeah,
so
no, listen to the whole
thing. This is me, Chuck, and then Mike Wicket, former host of the show. And this is how we got into the bet about Giannis someday being an MVP.
Kenny on Twitter says, I'd rather have Giannis over Durant. You're an idiot. You'd rather have Giannis Antetokounmpo over Kevin Durant. That's not, you don't,
No.
We really don't, you can't believe that, yes, and be an educated basketball, yeah, fan. Kevin Durant is 27.
Okay, if I could trade Giannis for Durant right now, I'd do it in a second.
Absolutely.
I would do it in a second.
You don't think at one point Giannis could reach the potential of Kevin Durant?
No.
I think Durant is a special.
What kind of jump shot have you seen out of Giannis, yes, Antetokounmpo? Look, when Durant came in the league last year, mm-hmm, or when he was a rookie, I should say, what, 5-6 years ago? The dude could shoot already.
Yeah.
He was a shooter. He could score.
He was scoring 20
Giannis,
points.
What's Giannis, 21?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what Giannis is going to be.
I agree.
That's a radio cliche. They have scratched the surface
I'm sorry, I said a radio cliche.
I think Giannis is going to get better. You know, Giannis is going to get better in many parts and all that, but Kevin Durant is an established great player.
MVP.
No, I know. I wouldn't right now. There's no way I would make that trade. I mean, I'd rather have Durant than Giannis right now, but I don't think it's fair to laugh at the notion that one day Giannis could be at that level.
I don't think so.
Giannis said that Antetokounmpo will never average 30 a night. Never. He'll never average 30 a night.
He can be a triple-double guy.
I'm going to bank. Well, I think Giannis isn't the kind of guy, and I say this often like with James Harden, I don't think you could win a championship with Giannis being your sole great player.
That I might disagree with.
I don't. You need to have a couple of good pieces around. I wonder if Durant
can Giannis be the best player on a championship team?
No,
I think so.
They're
different players, but I don't think
Kevin Durant is going to be one of the top 50 players of all time.
I think Giannis can be top 100.
But we're talking top 50 here. We're talking about the great. Who knows? Top 100.
I don't think
Giannis Antetokounmpo will ever win an MVP.
I think he can, yeah. And I don't think it's laughable to think that.
No, I don't think so.
I do not believe that.
No, it's fine, but you guys were actually laughing at the fact that someone could think that.
Yeah,
that
I am still
laughing.
Well, Kevin Durant is...
The tweet was, I'd rather have Giannis over Durant. No. Dumb.
Right, and right now, no. But then you guys took it into Giannis will never be that great, and then you laughed, and that I disagree with.
He won't be that great. He won't be Kevin Durant.
I don't think it's a laughable notion.
I don't think Giannis Antetokounmpo will ever win an MVP. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Durant already has won multiple scoring titles. He's won an MVP.
I'll throw a Hunsky down on that.
What's that?
Give me some odds, and I'll throw a Hunsky down on...
You want $100 on the fact that Giannis will never win an MVP?
Yeah, I'll take him to win an MVP.
Okay, but we got like 15 years to wait on that.
I'll take 5-1 odds.
I'll give it to you straight up.
Yeah.
No, I want 5-1 odds.
So I'll give it to you straight up.
Well, I'd give you 5-1. So in other words...
So if he wins an MVP, I get 500.
And if he doesn't...
And if he doesn't, he retires without one, I'll give you $100.
I'm going to track you down in Duluth, Minnesota, wherever you're working that those days. and collect my 100.
Yeah, 5-1.
Well, you guys will probably be on a date together anyway. It'll be Lucroy and his wife, Bart and Nicole, and then Chuck and Shannon. Probably all be triple dating somewhere in Duluth.
That's fine.
Maybe.
You'll be picking me up at the
old
age
home. I'll pay for the dinner once you give me that $500 check.
Giannis will never win an MVP.
That's why I'm betting you on it.
Well, I told you. Okay.
5-1 odds.
Okay.
Okay, so a couple of things that I'd like to say out of that, Frames. One, I owe you a dinner if he wins the MVP, so that's good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay you a dinner. Two, I didn't listen to all that before we played it, so I'm glad that you're still with Shannon and I'm married.
Oh. I know. There was another woman on there.
I didn't listen to the whole thing before we played
that. Which, considering my history of short relationships, could have been possible.
And then three, I almost feel like Mike should owe 5-1 odds. He was more degrading about the notion than you were.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is, I'm looking at it like this. Man, why did I just say, okay, straight up? But I was so confident I said 5-1 odds. But here's the caveat that I think later on I said too. I said, if Giannis wins an MVP and I got to give you 5-1 odds, then that would mean that the Milwaukee Bucks are a championship-level team, and I'll gladly take the trade-off.
Yeah, you went there. Mike didn't. Mike was very, very adamant that Giannis would never even sniff the jockstrap of Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, they're two different types of players.
And he yelled at me for a radio cliche.
What did he say?
When I said, Giannis hasn't scratched the surface. He goes, we're a radio cliche. From Mike Wickett, yelled at me about a radio cliche.
I didn't catch that part of it.
Mikey.
No. He is obviously an MVP candidate, and we were wrong. I mean, until he wins it. But I didn't think he'd ever even be an MVP candidate. But another part of that conversation, I said he couldn't be the best player and on an NBA championship-level team. I was probably wrong on that one, too. But he does need complimentary pieces around him, good pieces around him, for them to win the NBA championship.
Cody, your thoughts on that piece of audio?
Just gold. Pure gold. I love that. But, like, at the same time, I'm not going to rip Freems for that because Giannis is coming off a season where he averaged not even 17 points a game and only 7.7 rebounds, 4.3 assists. So it's like you see a guy early in his career, like, I'm a Bulls fan. I grew up watching Jimmy Butler. I didn't think Jimmy Butler would ever be an all-star. I would have bet if someone said Jimmy Butler's gonna be an all-star, I would say 5-1 odds, $100, he won't be.
I mean,
you know, it's one of those things like you don't see too many guys make themselves into a superstar like this, and Giannis was a special component of that.
And the day of that argument was obviously, would you rather have right now Kevin Durant or Giannis the way they are now? You'd rather have Durant. If you factored in future potential, you could argue for really either of them at the time. I was just so mad because I remember you guys are just so dismissive. And listening back to this, it is more wicked than it was you, Chuck.
Yeah.
And this might have been where our betting addiction with each other started too, which is interesting to hear. But it was The fact that if Giannis wins an MVP and Mike only owes me $100 is kind of garbage. He should pay me $500.
Yeah, and you should
be the one to pay the $100.
But you should have stood your ground and said no, 5-1 to you, Wick.
Yeah, but he was in quicksand on it too. I couldn't get him to move.
Yeah,
because later on he did say the 1-1, so that's why he's in on
it. But 5-1 is fair.
Yeah, it's a fair odds.
Because at the time, I mean, 10-1 would have been fair. At the time, Giannis has come so far since 2016 in 3 years. Look at all guys compared to last year or 2 years and now. So, yeah, I would have never guessed in 2016. So I don't look at it and say, God, what a stupid bet. Because at the time, no one saw this coming.
But I do owe you a dinner out of that. We didn't know that. So that is unveiled. And that dinner.
Where you're taking him?
Perkins.
Oh, I think Freeman should be able to pick.
No, I'm good with Perkins.
I got my breakfast special coming back. So the Bart's Big Breakfast, we've been doing this now for a couple of years, where there's a breakfast that you get at a discounted rate if you say, hey, I'd like the breakfast, Bart's Breakfast. This time it's going to be called Bart's Breakfast Bonanza. It does not start until the 21st. So it's going to start on the 21st. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza will start on the 21st. But we don't know what it is yet. And so we're going to need your help. Over the next couple of days, I'm going to show you some pictures of what it could be. It's either going to be what it was last time, 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, hash browns, and bacon. It could be a different choice, a meal with biscuits and sausage and the gravy and the eggs and the hash browns. Or it could be another choice, the fried chicken filet with biscuits and gravy. So it's either going to be what we had or a biscuit choice. And you guys will be able to vote on that on Twitter. And that will start next week. And then the breakfast will be announced on the 21st. And then, as always, you're encouraged to send me those. So the breakfast will come back on the 21st. We just don't know what it is yet. You guys will be the one to decide that. Follow me on Winks Thinks. Follow us at 105.7 FM The Fan, and that's where you will see the poll. Perkins, in the meantime, plenty of great options. The fish fry today. Kids eat free tomorrow, too. That is after 4 o'clock. Kids get a free meal when you buy a meal when you sit down at Perkins. And I would also like to thank Perkins for not being thieves. I let a pair of gloves there yesterday around noon. I went back to Perkins around 8, and they had my gloves. So a very friendly staff at Perkins.
So honesty, too.
Honest people serving you a good meal. Had Christina as a waitress. She was fantastic. So thank you to everybody there. We'll wrap things up. Chuck and Winkler before Bill Michaels 10-2 on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Cody Grant, our producer. Robert Murray of The Athletic tweeting. Corey Knebel and the Brewers have settled at $5.125 million, avoiding arbitration day. Today's an arbitration deadline day. Travis Shaw probably in line for the biggest raise. Corey Knebel getting a pretty good one. Was he about 3.5 last year somewhere? I feel like 3.5.
So around that area.
He gets a little bit of a bump.
Well deserved, too. He came back after that trip down to the minor leagues and was great.
Bill Michaels Show 10-2. Big Show 2-6. Bucks Post tonight. I've just learned that Bill Schmidt will be on the Bucks Post game show. And he is prepping for that already. Schmidt.
Getting ready to go. Can't wait.
What's up, dude?
Schmidt. Morning, boys. Freems.
It's been about.
Have you been taking this clown's money much during this NFL playoff run?
Which one? Bart? Last week, but we've been just kind of exchanging hands back
last
and forth.
Last week I had a real bad week. Yeah. I lost all of them. I took all the home favorites.
No.
And I had a bad week like several weeks before
Dogs are just outrageous. Yeah. In the last two playoffs, they've just dominated.
So who do you like this weekend?
Indianapolis is like the only one that I'm for sure on. As I'll watch every single game and I'm juiced up, but...
So
baby
how much?
Goat.
How much?
Oh, you like the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I'll go $100.
I'll go $50. Oh,
didn't
add
I,
Billy to
didn't
the
I
list.
Have this, didn't I have this argument with Coach? I don't get out of bed for less than $100.
That's true. Mean? I've lost $100
bet
to Billy.
You make $8 an hour.
Big mega bucks over here. Jesus. God. Jesus.
All right, we'll do $50.
Company owns a flower shop, and I didn't realize that we're in the wrong business.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
What about the Rams Cowboys?
Am I getting points in that Colts game, by the way?
Yeah, you get 5.5.
Oh, good. Oh, five and a half. Sweet. All right. Yeah.
It's a lot. Straight up. We ain't suckers, dog.
What do you got on Sunday?
Well, I like the Cowboys at night.
I want to know what Freems likes, because I want to go with Freems.
Freems likes the opposite of everything I like.
No, well, no, not the, no.
I mean, no, yes. No. Yes, you do.
Well, except for the Chargers. Except for the Chargers. The
Chargers, we're all on the Chargers here.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Rosie.
We like the Chargers. Mm. I love the Saints.
Yeah, I like the Philadelphia Eagles there. The one I really like, who's the one that you really like, Bart?
I really love the Saints.
Yeah, I love the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, I would too. Yeah. Big-time Eagles guy.
You know, my theory, if somebody really, 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 really likes something.
Yep, you're going on the opposite side. Yeah. And that Eagles game, man, if you want to talk about two differences, one guy hasn't lost with their head coach and quarterback combination, and the other dude hasn't lost in the playoffs. Sure.
You like want to get on that game?
It's like our friend Ryan Horvat.
No, I'm just going to enjoy that one.
Bart and I got the Saints.
And the Ryan Horvat in the Final Four in college football, he was telling me, just talk it up, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to win this game.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Well, God, he's an Irish
I like Clemson now?
I think he got suckered into that.
Yeah.
Cody, anything we missed that's pertinent before Unit comes back in here?
Yeah, because this one really upset me, because I got a buddy of mine that disagrees with me on everything, and the Athletic did this story basically where they polled a bunch of NFL defensive players, 85 total, to think who the most overrated and underrated quarterback in the league is. Can you guess who they are?
The most
underrated is Kirk Cousins. I mean, Cam Newton, and overrated is Kirk Cousins.
Well, give some time to guess, man.
Yeah, I was just.
It was a rhetorical question. I didn't think you're actually going to guess.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess who they are? Is not a rhetorical question.
Can you guess who they are? And then he gives us the answer. I was going to have some fun with that one.
Cody, how are you doing today? Good? No, that was a rhetorical question.
How much time we got left?
It doesn't matter how much time we got left. We have 90 seconds of show content for the week.
Which is why I just went straight into it.
So who is the most overrated?
Most overrated is Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he sucks.
Underrated Cam Newton?
Cam Newton.
You know, Cam's kind of, since he's not been to the postseason here, is a little flying low these days. It was Cam Mania a few years ago. Where's that's kind of disappeared.
I feel like people enjoy rooting against Cam Newton, and that bothers me.
Yeah, he's just got to get back on track there.
Why do you think
his team does?
Because people got offended when he was bad in the press conference after the Super Bowl. Why did they get offended? That I don't know.
Well, because he didn't handle losing very well.
Well, not everyone can be Cody Parkey where they're flying out to New York to go on the Today Show to talk about how much of a loser he is.
Now, that was wrong. I don't get that.
Yeah. I just want Cody Parkey to be gone.
He's handling it too well. He's like, I missed. I wanted to make it the most, but maybe next time, guys.
So he's going to today's show. I mean, I don't get that.
Someone knows they got $9 million guaranteed in their back pocket next season is what's going on there.
He's got a hot girlfriend, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
Fiance, I think.
Fiance?
So does Trevor Lawrence if we're in this pool right now.
So does Tim Tebow.
When $9 million runs out.
Yeah, Tebow got married to Miss Universe.
Oh, that too, yeah.
And that is the end of the show today. Bill Michaels up next. We'll be back on Monday. Big show. Billy Schmidt on the post-game show. Keep it right here, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. The Fan.